You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We saw this Hasemis, right? This Zachor B'Shamor. We know the Gibur Echa Nemru. So this Hasemis says that Gibur Echa Nemru is not the driving criteria. The driving criteria, because Kilayim Etitz is also is the Gibur Echa Nemru, right? According to the Gemara. So interesting to ask that. So Sfasema says that's not it. The idea is that Zohar v'Shomer is a mitzvah says and mitzvah says say going on the same concept, and they form a dual relationship. It's basically it's a combined mitzvah. The Chazal understood that the reason why they were said with Dibur Echot is to indicate that Kol Sheyed there is they were Fukash Ladadi. They were basically put together as two components of the same mitzvah. And therefore, in this case, whoever is chayv on one is chayv on the other. Just the Dibur Echa Nemru doesn't do that, right? That Kilayim Metzitzis is not the same because Metzitzis is chayv on the Beged of Arba Kamfis. Kilayim is chayv on any Beged. So therefore, you can't say that they are two components of the same mitzvah because they are very, very different. So, and the question is, why Zohar v'Shomer are these companion mitzvahs? Are two sides of the same coin? How and why is that the case? That's number one. Then we saw the Biskromis Bashil or Shabbos talks about Shabbos, but doesn't talk about Shabbos. Mishra Shabbos talks about the world in its entirety and then talks about Rishoyim, how why Rishoyim succeed in this world and so they can suffer, and we see Rishom Domadiyad, but doesn't talk about Shabbos. So Biskrom asks, why is this Mishmuliyom Bashmuliyom or Shabbos? So explain the scroll, because you know that the brocha, every part of creation requires a brocha, right? You need a brocha on Maaseh Bereishis, you need a brocha on Yoytzeror on the mornings, and you make Yoytzeror Berechoshech at night, you make a Ma'ariv Arovim. You make a brocha on the Yam HaGodol if you see a thunder, if you see lightning. Every creation of Maaseh Bereishis requires an individual brocha. But by Shabbos, all the Marishim at the end was given the world in its entirety, the entire world. So there's a brocha of the entire world, the glorious of the world. And that brocha, says Mishkorov, could only be said on Shabbos. Now, the question is, happens to be just because the world is finished by Shabbos. So why specifically Shabbos is the brocha of the entire world? But I think it's even more of a question, because the scroll says, why didn't all the Marisha make the bracha when it was created? The world was ready. It says, yes, because there were things which are only ready, being ashmoshes. And, maya olam choser menucha. So it's mashma that the reason why he said on Shabbos is because the world got finished on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. And that doesn't make sense, because the pasuk says, mizmo shir liyom Shabbos. This is the shir of yom Shabbos. What does the Shabbos have to do with the glories of the world? That's number two. And the number three within the part two is because if you look at mizmo shir liyom Shabbos, it talks about the development and the history of the world. Right, that what happened to Rishoyim and Rishoyim succeed, but Rishoyim the Madiyad. So the Scroll explains because all the Marishim was shown not only the world in its horizontal form, it's in synchronic way, which is the world as it is in front of him. It's just shown in a diachronic way. It's shown how the world developed over time. So you see, all the Marishim was seeing the world not only horizontally but vertically. The whole history, diachronically. This is called Dor Dor Vidorshav. So therefore, you have to make a bracha on that also. And the question is why? All the Marishim was given the world. Why did he have to be shown the whole world on Shabbos, the whole world going forward? Why did he have to show you the history of the world? He showed, basically, all the Marishim was given the world synchronically and diachronically. Synchronically means side by side, diachronically is in its vertical form. Question is why? Number two. And the question number three we saw is by Shemitah. Shemitah has this unique double characteristic. You need Klal Yisrael as a Klal. But there are two components. One component is that it has to be like the Chiyuvim, have to be like the Chiyuvim of Yovel. Yovel, the Locha is, Gratem Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshvea, Bizman Shekol Yoshvea Leah. You need all the tribes sitting in their own place. And this is something that we evaluate, says Reb Chaim, every Shemitah. Every Shemitah will say, okay, had Yovel be now, would it be Yovel? Meaning, are the tribes settled? If they are, it's Chaim. Otherwise, it's not. That's one. But then there's another component, which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael of Shemitah. Kedush of Eretz Yisrael of Shemitah needs to be a Kedush of Eretz Yisrael that was conquered by Klal Yisrael as a nation. Everybody had to conquer it together. So therefore, Kedushas Ezra, even though it started the process of the Kedusha is not final yet until the majority of Jews settle in Eretz Yisrael. And that is a criterion only by the Kiddush, by the conquering, or by taking possession of Eretz Yisrael. Once you take possession by Rosh Klal Yisrael, it creates a critical mass, and the Kedusha is vested. But that is a Kedusha that's come at the time of once the Kedusha is invested into the land. So it comes under two components. One of them is a Kedusha on a year-by-year basis that you have to see the process going. That's Kedusha Sevel, and that is, you need that for Shemitah. But for Kedusha Sevel Shemitah, you need the Kedusha to be held at the time of the acquisition. And the difference is that one of the time of acquisition, you don't have to have every Shevet in its own locale. Even the Shvatim together as a whole, that's enough. And the question is, why do we have these two components of Klal Yisrael and Shemitah? So this is what we saw last week. I want to add one more thing, more of this halachic question relating to Parshas Noach. Look at the Marsha. We know that here in our Parsha we learn that Goy Sheshovas Chayev Misa. Meaning a Goy is allowed, Yorim Alal Neshmoisu, a Goy cannot have Turei Shabbos. And if he does, that's this Chayev Misa. The question is, why should he be Chayev Misa to keep Shabbos? So there's a famous Marsha in some head in the Chesam and Beis that says, the Chen Shabbos, Nikres beharbe mikoy miskala. We know Shabbos is called Kalak, but Shekos of Boyichala, Boyichala. And he says like this, the Kiarusa Vada de Lohavia. No, Shabbos is a Kala. What kind of a Kala is it? So he goes, well, he takes it seriously. The Kiarusa Vada Lohavia, she's not a Narusa. They call it so Kimlo Lem Shmira Shabbos. I mean, we are becoming Shmira Shabbos. What's missing? So is that a Narusa missing in Suini? So, really marriage, she's not, because we haven't kept Shabbos properly. We're mekabel to do Shabbos, but we haven't done it completely. So, he says, the Mashal, Shabbos is comparable to a bride that went into the chuppah, but has not consummated the marriage yet. Since the goy is not allowed to have bia with a woman which is married, that's why they say like this. They have bulas bal, but they don't have the concept of arusa, or a kala shenichnesa lechupa balon nivela. So he says like this, that if she goes ahead and they always sing betoira, that's what explains have a kilu boila rusa sisoel. Then is boila rusa sisoel, because toira is nerosa. So toira is an arusa. Vimu shoyne shames, have a kilu bal kala sisoel shenichnesa lechupa balon nivela. So therefore, she has a din of Bela Sarayas is like he was boya la kala misol shlon dichnas alechupa. We are bringing a lot of din Israel, so therefore he's judged like Israel, even though technically there is no such a chasid to him. Look into this. Such a marriage doesn't exist to him, but since for us is a marriage, and kala for us is keilu dichnas alechupa v'lo nivala, therefore he has a din that he is actually committing adultery with our wife. So that's what the marriage means. Not only a goy doesn't get a schar for keeping Shabbos, he is eligible for death. She never yom alayim shmoy sasos misos, and he can't wait me binyo in Israel. Boshal emelech yoyshev matroyne yoshevis kenemdoi. He's like a king which has a wife. Now, if somebody stops or breaks the relationship between the king and his wife, this is basically what a goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. So Shabbos is mamish like a marriage, to the point that the goy Chayav Misa kilu bol al arusa shenivala, shenichlasa lechupa v'lo nivala. The question is what? This is mamash marriage. We're taking kala to be such a point that a goy is chayav misa because he's interfering in a marriage. What kind of a marriage is Shabbos? But I'll show you something amazing. The Aloches Ketanis, which is the father of Rav Moshe Chagiz, right? Moshe Chagiz, the father of Moshe Chagiz, his father wrote a sefer called Aloches Ketanis, and he has the following shaila, which is very relevant. The shaila lemaisa. I'll show you what's interesting. The shaila is the following. Shaila, boy kala shemir Shabbos yehav kabbalah. We say boy Shabbos. Is that a kabbalah Shabbos or not? That's what the Aloches Ketanis asks. Shuva kach niri madvor. It says yes, it's kabbalah Shabbos. Shabbos kach mit asim beoyim and mitochim muni am segula boy kala Shabbos malkes. Is mashma that is a kabbalah. Boy Shabbos malkes is kabbalah. V'ra'isi b'tikun shemase chasor al kabbalah Shabbos. Tikun says, you know, a lot of people in that so they have a meaning that they say kabbalah Shabbos without a meaning. In the Tikkunim it says that kabbalah Shabbos requires a meaning. Did you know that? Kabbalah Shabbos requires a meaning. Why? The Toiv Adonai Mesha says that the Shechagiz, lekatchila you should be mekabel Shabbos b'minyan. Why? Megam atzati shomri boikala. Because you say boikala, or birkas chasonim basaro. The same way, birkas chasonim, you say basaro, when you say boikala, it's a din of nisuin. Yomur Chazal Knesset Yisrael Yibin Zukhu. We know the Klal Yisrael is, the Rish Tava says, every day had a Bazug. Monday, Sunday had a Monday, Tuesday had a Wednesday, Thursday had a Friday. Shabbos didn't have a Benzug, so this is the marriage of Klal Yisrael to Shabbos. What does that mean? Meaning, this is taken so seriously, the boy Kala business, that according to the Marshal, a goy Shoshavas Chayev Misa, he is adultery. He's boil. Kalas Yisrael shenichnes alechupa. And by the way, what does that mean? A kala shenichnes alechupa v'lo nivala. That's what Shabbos is all about. And I told you, the Aloches Ketanis says the pshat in the tikkunim why you should be mekabel Shabbos gasora is because birkas chasanim is gasora. What does birkas chasanim have to do with Shabbos? So to answer all of this, zocher v'shomer, Shabbos as a brocha on the world bechlolis, or in the history of the world. The concept of Shemitah having two concepts of called Klal Yisrael, at the time of the Kibush and the time of the Shemitah, they're so different, the two. And the Aloches Ketanis, that says, Aloches Ketanis Marshal, the Shabbos, the deep marriage, we have to understand what the Shabbos is all about. And this year, we're devoting ourselves to the Sfasemis. We're going to see how the Chassidim, the Sfasemis, we're going to learn the School of Thought. School of Kot is Sfasemes, Shemishmor, Sfasemes, and Chidush Arim, and the Chidush of Ger. The Avnei Nezer, and his Sefer Noisa Deshe, right? The Noisa Deshe is his Sefer of Achshova, he collection of his ideas. The Shemishmor, as a way to explain the Kot Kederach. And you see that how this is a typical example that if you take it, Sfasemes in various places, and you take the Shemishmor, and Noi Sadeshe, they create an amazing understanding that will allow us to understand the Shari Oira, the Zoya, to understand the Gro in the Dikduki, and actually to actually use, hopefully, to correct, I think, a few mistakes in various Sidurim out there. So, Dikduk. So let's look at the Sfasemis. Says the Sfasemis. Bemedrash vayichulu higu sigin mikesef. Vayichulu is meloshon to cloyer, to clean up the kesef. Pirsh vayichulu meloshon kol sanafshi. That is our desire to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm going to skip a little bit here. It says like this: Ubeshabes koidesh nizgale harotzen atum l'Hashem izborach. Meaning, you know that here is the kol sanafshi, the rotzen that. The desire to cling to Kodesh Bohu. You should clean up the blemishes of the kesef. What means the kesef? The kesef is lost in desire. Nichsef, nichsafti. Shabbos Kodesh, all I call Dovah Reshoshoi. What is Shabbos Kodesh? Shabbos Kodesh is the day that we connect to our source. That's why desire is the deepest sense of a person. We connect to our source, not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to within ourselves. Upirush ha'mikoyim sibreishis borosh shamayim voretz kol ha'nivroim, kol ha'bruim. The world was created like this. First, it was created as a cloud. Shamayim v'oretz v'chol tzvor. Like Rashi says, v'maymar echa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything b'cholis. V'achar kachaya b'frat. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes each one individually. V'achar kachozer ha'prat l'klal. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu reunifies all the protein into a cloud. The cloud u'prat u'klal. This is the world is a cloud of protocol created the Cholius, Shamayim Voretz, then broken down into units, and Shabbos is putting it all together. Shabbos is Vayecholu Meloshon Koil, Vayecholu. That's the day that everything connects to its source. You connect it by connecting to the source. Uklal Tzorich Liprat. And that cloud, the cloud always needs a prat. That's why it's cloud hatzorich leprat. I mean, the cloud originally needs to come out of prat. But the ultimate cloud is bringing the prat back to its cloud. We all know that the days of the week are the b'chinas prat, the individual aspects of the world. All the Bria is taking the potential of the world, which is undefined, defining into the various Yemoy Sahol, Asher Boru Likim Lassus. Kmosher Kotzer, Shoilem Yisrachem, Veoilem Asher Kushbuchu Dai. There is a Dai. Dai is the limiting, constraining channeling. Because we are in the process of developing the cloud, and all of us do a part of it. And we, each one, creates toldos of that original cloud. Shabbos Kodesh is creating the cloud of fitting everything together. Ze beze. Ad shemeyidim, ad shehashem izborach. Meaning we take it all back to the source. We put it all together, not only all the mindset together, but the world to create achdus takudosh bochu, shemeyidim akol ala sivarishoyle. That's edus. You realize that edus, what's edus? The edus is that you take something from far, and you bring back to the Dayanim. You connect to the Dayanim. We are Eidos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means we bring the world as a reflection and connected HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate klal. V'zeu pirush v'yechulu sh'nasim kli echad v'chvoyro. V'yechulu is v'loshim kli. We become a kli together. V'zeu sh'kosav achoser menucha. Menucha is resting in its original place. It's bringing the world together. Right? Which is the idea of Shabbos, the reflection. That's why the Bris Kerov says, the Bria Bichlol Yuso is Shabbos, Vayichulu. Yiloshim Kli is Yiloshim Vayichulu. So all of Shabbos is that reflection of the world as a whole. That's why all the Malishon made a brocha, Bismol Shiliyam HaShabbos of the Bria Bichloluso on Shabbos. It's not that the world was only finished on Shabbos. Because the Shabbos, when you put everything, says the Sasemis, in context. So as a person puts it all together, he creates the Yichud and he connects to the source. That's the Shabbos Wachoisem Shla Tabas. This is when the Tabas gets a final, the ring, gets a stone, gets an indication of what it is. This is what the Sasev says in Tafri Shlamin Hei. Tafri Shlamin Hei, we're going to see, he explains it in even deeper sense. Vayichulu shenosu kevien, kumo yishklau lo pratu klau, ve'aklau lo omuru lo memar echad yochi yibaru shubreishis, and yimaymuru shushore shakol. Breishis, the first maymuru, which is the shore shakol. Ha'toyra v'yisrol, ve'atshuva kederitor v'lo seschar anu shubreishis, shivor v'sichem tikul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the reason why he made the protos, because in the protos, in the cloud, everything is good. When you break it down in the different individual components, the individual components need a tikkun. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. The tzaddikim, when the tzaddikim, they do not only do the prat. Our prat is to bring to klal, to bring the reshus sarabim into reshus eyochid. Who klal habad idea prat. The klal becomes to a prat mezeh choviv lefon of yoser. And this is the chaviv of Shabbos. Really, the Shabbos is a time to reflect, to put things in context. Yalzei omru yofe shachin b'tshuva ma'instiborzev shuva achdus v'aklal sheba b'prat b'tshuva ma'instim toivim b'olam hazeh. Which is taking the olam hazeh of vibul and turning it into achdus, that's the most important. V'zeu klal hatzorech l'prat. With the world is a klal that needs the prat. But the prat, the ultimate tikkun prat, is being a better klal. V'zeh v'v'yaru l'kim eskol asher asa, v'init ongod kol asher asa. V'yichulu v'sheu klal hanal. V'yichulu is not only loshim kli, like you said before. V'yichulu says means loshim klal. And once it becomes a klal, you get a neshama. There is a neshama of the prat, but there is a neshama of the klal. Shabbos, the neshama in Seira says, is the neshama of the klal. We all know that individually, each one gets a neshama. When you do the mindset right, you get extra neshama. And then is the klal ve'achdus. Shabbos is that extra neshama. This is the collective unconscious the Jung was always talking about. Is the chazora to the shore that you connect to that klal shebachar aprat. That all the bria is nichol ve'achdus. Okay, this is what he says. Now, says the Sfasemis in Tafresh Memches. So we just saw here the Loshim Kli, that you make a Kli to be the Kabbal altogether, you connect your social. We just saw that that's the Klal, Loshim Klos, that you take the individual Chisroiness, but once you put it all together, there are no more Chisroiness. Says the Sfasemis in Tafresh Memches. Because here, he was singing the Kozman, Shetobo, Dekar, Tobo, Nikar, Necher, Shamayim, Voretz. You need to be Oiker, the Tovavo. The cause of the Oretz are Tovavo, Visam, Benisham, Shoretz, Misraim. The world is Misraim. The world is saying like this. Why is it fair that we are far away from you and we have to deserve you and the Shamayim is there on its own? Obeshabes, and Nikra, Sholem, Misale, Haaretz, and Mithaber, Shamayim, Voretz, Kliachad. This is the day they create Sholem because of the Shleimus. Not only the Achdus of the old days, is the Achdus Shamayim Voretz. Eidus means that Eretz, the physical, is made on Shamayim. We realize that we can't do it alone. We are Megal Takdus Boch is here. So we connect Shamayim Voretz. The Shabbat, who Klal Abriya says, in Tafresh Mches, Shabbos the Klal Abriya, and that's Midas Tzadik. Says, Mr. Semes, this is Midas Yisraid. We know that in the spheres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Chesed, Gura, Tiferet, Nesach, Hoid, Yisraid. Yisraid is the Midas of Yosef. What does the Pasuk, Vechashem, Agdula, Vagbura, Vatiferet, Vanitzach, Vahoid, is the Pasuk of all the seven Midas? What is the Midas of Yisraid? Is something here. Which is called Kichol Bashamayim Voretz. In the Chibur, that you take all the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put it together, and you put a mosaic of all the Midas together. That's Yesoid. Yosef HaTzadik is the one that took all the Ovis to Mitzrayim. You realize that on the Sharas, we always say the last Shana before the seventh is Keneged Yesoid. Adom Me'erer, what you call Tolas Migeza. It's always so Tvua Mitolas is telling you that you should have the thing, right? Adoma Me'erer, that nothing should be lost. Always is saying that you should have the chlolius and the chlolius should not be lost. Kichol b'shamayim voretz says is midas yisoid. The ochi mishmaya ve'ara. Midas yisoid is connecting shamayim voretz. Look at Yosef. Yosef is midas yisoid. What did he do? He connect Yaakov Zavino's house to Mitzrayim. Say that there's no separation. That is midas yisoid. Oberemos and the Kroim, Sadikim, Al Shemzer, Shosim, Chibur, Dekus, Tachtoim, that's with a Sadik. We all know the Sadik. Yosef's called a Sadik. Why is Yosef get the Torah Sadik? He's not called Avroma Sadik. He's not called Yitzchak Sadik. Or why is Tzadki? So Rashi said Sadik. Who Sadik meets philosopher Sadik? Nothing gets break. He connects. The one who's in the Achet Shamayim Voret is called Sadik. Because it's Kichol Bashamayim Voret. That is Shabbos. Lachen Nikru B'nei Yisroel Nikru HaShulomis. That's why Shulomis, Moshe Shlebus. The Shabbos Meyichad Lehem V'Nikruim Eidim. Echad HaShabbos Hadusa. He said, that's the concept of Eidus. Eidus, you connect a story that happened very far away, you connect it back to the Beis Din. Okay, Dichsim B'Nikru HaShabbos Liagit Kior HaShem Tzuri Yaretz Bebe Shomayim Voret HaKol Echad. All the Shomayim Voret Zechibur is close. Shabbos is close. We know this as Rada, Raza de Shabbos, Ihi Shabbos. You know the story of Shabbos is Shabbos alone. Right? Which is Echod. If we say the Raza de Elio, it goes, Kigavna de Ilum is Yachad in the Echod of O is Yachad as Mitraza de Echod. As Yerah says, the same way that in Shomayim there is an Echod, Shabbos is our experience of Echod, of putting things in context, connecting Shomayim Voret. Really, the Shomayim Voret are not two separate dimensions, it's a connected dimension. That's the idea of Eidus. Shabbos is the idea of putting the whole Bria together. That's why Mizmo Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos is not that happens to happen on Shabbos. That is Shabbos, putting the Bria in context. Okay, and this is what he goes to explain. Now, what I want to show a little bit more now is the Shem Yishmuel. Look at the Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Bereishis, Tafrish, and Aleph. So we saw the Sfasemes. Sfasemes goes, and the Sfasemes, if you go and you see all the Sfasemes that you have, is this idea. Chibur, Shomayim, Voretz. The Chibur, the Klal, Prat, Bria, came out Bechlal, right? Shomayim, Voretz, in this potential, it breaks down, and here is the Chibur of the Bria together. Klal, Prat, Klal, and this is the tikkun, how everything helps each other. How even the Ra brought the Toiv into place. You realize that Chazal said that a person is Zoycha Tzadik, he takes the Chelik of the Rosha, the Ganed of the Rosha. And if the Rosha is the Rosha, he takes the Ganed, the Vachakot, he takes the Gehen of the Tzadik. And it doesn't look fair, right? It means what? The Gemara is saying that a Tzadik takes away the Gan Eden of Russia. I know one of the stories, people trying to buy the Gan Eden from somebody else. And you think that's a good lochmont, that you should take somebody else from somebody else? The Sfasemes is telling you something here, Givaldik. It's not that you take it. He shares in your Gan Eden. By putting the Obria together, even the Ra, in the end is an inspiration to the Tzadik, so his Gan Eden becomes part of your Gan Eden. And your Gehenna is a part of his Gehenna. Because now we are all in it together. Is putting things together. Reshoyim are Reshoyim as long as they are on their own. If they are part of the Bria B'cholos, they're teaching us a lesson. We show them how they are. So everybody has a place. That's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is putting the Bria together, the Protim of the Bria, Shomayim Voret, and Odom Reshoshoy. This is Raza De'echad. The same in Shomayim, they're together. This is the ability to be Misachet Beroza Dechot. By the way, if you look in the Kegavna, the word Chad appears 13 times, which is the Gematria Bechot. Okay? Now, look at what it says here. This was Eves. Omar brought himself, Moshe Lambat Shechabli Amayim, but you must read this quote in Noim. It's like a Ambate that was full, and there were two basically, faucets. If they're full of water, the two faucets were not nikar. Once the water left and it was empty, then you realize that there are two faucets. When there was tova, oh, we couldn't differentiate between shamayim v'aretz, the two faucets of the world. And then, you saw the two faucets, and then they created a clay. How do they see Beichulu Shamayim Voretz? That's why it says Beichulu Shamayim Voretz. Says the שמש מוליני, כל הבריאה פרוטיס, בבריאה שמיים ואורץ, פנם ביום השבס, הכל פרט ופרט בפני עצמו. Until שבס, you saw individual components. That's why the broth was on individual components. כי החוסר בהם כויח המאחד הישב. You, in the world is fragmented. You realize that in life, you have so many fragments, and that's history. What you need to do is connect the dots. Something called the narrative. Lehagid baboykir chazecha. Tov lehoides l'ashem. That video of the world is put together. Kach by Yom HaShabbos. Says that's why Yom HaShabbos comes. He says, that's why Yom HaShabbos comes. Ba lechol abriya protis, ruach nafshi ve'yashabes kmo nefesh be'odem chai. We bring the chiyus to it together. Kmo shekosa shabas ba'inofash. We bring the nefesh. O kmo ruach hash lo shabesh is kalus kol evo. Bishimi the nefesh puts all the evoim together. We call ever vasi koyach klol le'yodah. And every ever works in tending, in coordination. You realize in the neshama makes every part of the body work as a symphony. Heida she'in suma mo'il tzuma, v'im lo ya boru ha'im, ya kolem v'shidat v'hi. It would be crazy. If it would be individual components of the body working on their own, there would be chaos. V'in ze chibur, ki chibur e oichli keman de mufarti da, v'im lo ya chibur of oichli, is separate. V'zeo apirus v'yichul shel kabriya klalecho, v'yichulu is meloshim klolis. וזה כמו שאומר סקלי, דקלי הנו כלל, לא כשיב ריקי לשתור לכם בפני עצמו. The Shabbos is putting the Bria in tandem working together. It's part of a plan, it's part of the master plan. That is basically putting the pieces of the puzzle. The world is a puzzle of different pieces. Putting the pieces together, that's Menucha. Menucha is placing the pieces in their place. וזה כשאומר, כיוון שנקר טוב ומאוהל, נוכל לדעו מה טוב ובוא, נקר תכף בלי הסיום ראשון. And טוב ובוא is the first day. What does that have to do with Shabbos? ולמה כוסף דווקא ביום השביעי, אך הוא כדום השבר, ואז בא באוהל, הוא החי ושלמו סבריה, because the שלמו סבריה is still chaos and confusion without Shabbos. וזהו אפך טוב ובוא, כי השבס שבדי כשאומר, נקר טוב ובוא מאוהל. Okay? And he goes to explain that the whole idea of that, this is the tikkun of Eitz Hadas, because in Yadua, she'oilam shon and nefesh, you must go to Sechas, oilam shon and nefesh, space, humans, and time is the same. Kmo v'chol oilam klol, v'chol ish prot, ya moyach v'lev, v'keneged shamayim v'oretz, moyach and lev, is shamayim v'oretz, moyach is shamayim, lev is something physical, is the oretz, moyach shamayim v'lev oretz, v'yishu madas is klol, v'chol, and we have yishu madas, you know, so we have the heart, emotions, and the intellect. And they clash. You need something called Ishum Adas to put it together. It's called mindfulness, right? Mindfulness allows you to put it together. So that's what it says. Look at how it says. The world is these dualities, and you need Das to connect, because the world is not connected. You need a Tikkun Adas. That's why Shabbos is the Tikkun Etz Adas, right? They can. The E Chochmo lenafshecho, the keser lerosheche, it's near Shabbos, because of Shabbos mizoicha to the ksorim, which is the ultimate tikkun adas. Shamoyach meir lalev, the alev umelech kol evorim. Mishav adas, puts it together. But the ishav adas has a kol klalechot. But the ishav adas, the ikar shu tov avol. You realize that a person is in chaos in life, you know, when the whole life is disjuncted. People don't have time to put things together. We need ishav adas, which is menucha, which is putting everything in its place and connecting Shamayim Voretz, connecting Noyach Valev. You realize the Shabbos is the idea of intellect and feelings. It's the idea of putting things to work together. Vemedr Shabbat, o Bohu, Zomalchus, Majah, Avilu, Vesholman. So what is Bohu? It's Vayavilu, hurry. You know the world. You go to Manhattan, you see everybody's running. When you run, you have no time to think. See, I was going to read the Silas Shorim says, you know the eighth of the Etzahori is, Tichbad Aleihem Havoida Val Ishu Medivri Shaker. What Paro said, you know, if you want people not to think, make them work very, very hard, and don't give them time to reflect. Shabbos is a time of reflection. That's why Bohu is by Yavhil of him to haste home, it's called Bohu. ובכל או יפו חושב הדס, שבס כסיב לדס, כי אני אשר מקדש, that's why Shabbos is לדס, זה קצר וישו הדס. כמו שבכלל Bichlal Abriya, Kishema Shabbos, Nekav Tov Vavo, Shabbos is a day that breaks the chaos away. Kmo Kera Odom Aproti, and here is Shnei Yuskim Noyim, then you get to see the two faucets work in tandem. Shamayim Voretz, Moyach Valev, Klal Yisrael, all the world that we have here. This is the concept. You know, the world of Chet Sadas, if all the Marisha will done Chet Sadas on Shabbos, it'll be okay. Because Shabbos Das works. Das doesn't work in a world of chaos because you can't have Das, you can't connect the Das. I mean, my Monty and Shabbos, I say, I love Das Fikusha. Shabbos Das works. Ki Shabbos Das, Ki Shalim, Ki Chal Das, Dera, Mikrim HaShekosav, Hazver HaKodesh. Okay? Let me explain to you what are they saying here. So you see that Shabbos is the concept of putting it together. Vayichur, right? And we're going to see this, that they are basing themselves. So we saw how the Sosemis and the Shemesh are all saying the same, right? All Shabbos is putting it together, the Menucha, connecting the Protim of the Bria, connecting Shamayim Voretz in the spiritual and the physical, within the person himself connecting Shamayim Voretz, is the world of Tohu Vavohu connecting to the Klal. This is the Klal that comes after the Prat. In my view, I think this is based on the Shari Oira. And I want to go through the Shari Oira because this is fantastic. And then we're going to understand something gewaltig. Look at the Shari Oira. Shari Oira. Now, he's talking like this. After I taught the Ikorim, Daka Mida Zois, Mida Sayesoid, Ali Yoisa Mida Loovis, Vima Nichtus Rosh, like a Korecha Dechar Berkova. Since the idea of Yosef, right, of Yesoid, is putting the Ovis together, the Mida is calling Kol Mini Sheva Batsir the Kodesh Spheres. There is one need of putting together whatever you need. Realize that the Tesha Spheres of the world, to put it together, is Loshon Kol. Right? Why that tam fishamida zois moshechen kol asfiras elod kol amshechus krimini. And this, the ability to put together, to synthesize all the ashpos of the world. O mevian oisa besoch hashem dikradus. The midas koil is the one that brings to the mekabel, which is called abnus. O lefishar toy, tol b'midas. Since you need this midas koil to put it together, which is shomai voret, which is Yosef, Nikras Kol. You look at Yosef, right? What did Yosef do? He is the one who brought the Ovis, the house of the Ovis, to Mitzrayim, and he allowed the Jews to connect to Mitzrayim. The Mekabim, the Jewish people, were Mekabim from the Ovis through Yosef. So Yosef puts the Ovis together and gives them to Klal Yisrael. Right? That's why the Yavutra says something interesting, right? Yosef is both an Av and a Ben. That's why his expression is Misham Re'e Eved Yisrael, right? The Buddha says the only person that his death is mentioned twice is Yosef. He's mentioned in Bereishis and he's mentioned twice. Why? So the Buddha always says because he's both an Av and a Ben. He's both, right? Because that's why he's an Av. He's mentioned with the Ovis in Sefer Ovis, which is Bereishis. He's a Ben. He's mentioned in Sefer Shmais. Why? Because that's the Midas Koil. Midas Koil is Shamayim Voretz, putting it together, connecting. He connects all the others to create a balance and to bring them to the bottom. So he connects the Av and the Ben and the others together. That ability to glue things together. The glue is Yosef. That's what's called Yosef HaTzadik. That's Midas Koil. Now listen to this, something fantastic. Okay? Look at what Borishtin says. That's why Kala is the call with a hay. Because you take that and you bring to the hay. We will soon see that. That's why it's called Kala. The Gav Nisamim says the Shari Oira. Now, this is the famous confusion. Okay? The famous confusion. Malchus, Abus is also called Kol. Lifanim nikres amida shi Abus Boloshen Koil. Al Shem amida zois. Sometimes Malchus is also called Kol. Vashem berach es Avrom Bakoil says the Rabban is Mchiras Amalchus. Vasoi ze nemar anoich Hashem oise Koil. Koil is the Malchus, the Mekabra called Koil. שבכוח המידה הזאת דיבה שמיים ואיזה חוץ וזמר למטה, והסויד ויחולו, ויחולו זה לא שם כיום. מלכוס, which is the seventh day, is called ויחולו ולא שם כיום. והסויד הגודל, so it explains something גבלדיק, השבס הוא סוד כיום. שבס ויחולו, because that's the ultimate call. וכיום שתי המידות, there's two calls. There's one call of Malchus and the one call of Yisoid. The one that puts the two together is, you know who? Shabbos. Besoid, Zohar, Veshomer. Zohar is Yisoid, Shomer is Malchus. Vezeu soy meichulu Shomayim Voret. Shomayim mitzad ha-noisen, the call is HaKudosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad ha-mekabel is the Oretz. Vayichal olikim bayom ha-shvi. Bayom ha-shvi, you get the two together. Okay? What does that mean? Wait, so what does that mean? That Zohar v'Shomer are connected to two calls. The call of Yisoyim is Zohar. The call of Malchus is Shomer. And Taf Ben Beis, it says clearly, Taf Ben Beis, the Ramban says, right? Bakol, Inyan HaGodol, Midas Kol, which is Malchus. And he says, Shari Hashab is Klula Mizachor, Shuba Yisoyim, Mishomer, Shuba Malchus. Kol Echad Levad Nikar Kol. That's Vayichula Shamayim, Vayichula Shamayim Voretz. There is a call of Shamayim Voretz. Vayichal Elokim Bayom HaShviyi. In Yom HaShviyi, you put the two calls together. Rabbi, so what does that mean? Call of Yisoid and call of Malchus. When it's Keneged Zohar, we always Keneged Shomer. But you see, this idea of call being Shabbos is a Shariyoira. So the question that we need to resolve is, what does it mean the call of Yisoid and the call of Malchus and Shabbos is put together? There is a Nois Hadesha, and this Nois Hadesha is fantastic. Nois Hadesha is the Socha Shomer, that's the Amdineza. The Doime Lezeh B'Mitzah Shabbos Zoche V'Shomer. Take a look at Yisoid Zoche V'Shomer. How does Shabbos Uraz Ad Echad? Shabbos is putting together, is the Echad. About Mitzad Adas, look at this. Mitzad Adas Vaseichel, the Das of Shabbos tells you, Nechshav Kol Prat Lasme, Das can never be Kol. You know why? Achdus, because each one is different. Keshem Shem Parzufeim Shomet, Hachdus, the same Shomet. Shem Dal Teshem B'deodim Shomet. Al Ken, look at what it says. Achnosa de Shabbos de Beroza de Shomer. What starts on Shabbos? The first thing is Shomer. Shomer is keeping all the halachas. Ki Shomer she so mashlich b'skola Torah ha-melocha v'tezah parnosa. Shomer is the first mitzvah of Shabbos that you start all the melochas. Lios ki ilu kol melachtecha asuah v'lo yerucha melocha. Shomer is the concept of guarding and not doing melocha. V'zeh nase b'dilu g'tfiseh pakshol adragat. This is done at once. And there's no difference. Ve'al ken hi nida no'egir v'chol ish yisroel ki kotin ki godo. Shomer is something that comes automatically. The day come, you do no melocha, you do the shomer, and the shomer everybody does together. They call ish kotel ki godol v'uroza de'echad. This is the echad. U'vizeh, after the shomer, it comes to zocher, shubi moach b'china sadas. And that zocher, each one is different. How you experience Shabbos, how you explain Shabbos, how you verbalize zocher, that's different. Each one is different. Look at what call is. There are two calls. In Hebrew, there are two calls. You realize that Zohar is one call, and the Zohar is called the call of Yisoid. Then there is the call of Malchus, which is called Shomer. Says the Nois Hadesh. You know the difference between Zohar and Shomer? Shomer, everybody's together, and it's done all at once. Zohar is a mosaic. Each one is different. But there's a differentiation, but everything fits like a harmony. And the reason is, and by the way, this is what the Zohar writes in Mishpatim. We know that there are two oases, Tfilin and Mila. Ureshim b'Zohar v'Shomer b'Shabbos. Ureshim b'Torashim b'Chsav v'Yisim v'Zminim. Zohar is keneged Torashim b'Chsav. Or better, Shabbal Peh is the smaller, is Shomer. Or Kushabrichu Zohar Mimina, the Shomer is smaller. Shkinta Zhira Mimina, Ushmir is smaller. There's always the Zohar Mimina and the small, and the small starts like the oyster of tefillin, that all starts. So shomer is first, and that's equals, and that's keneged Torah Shebichsa Malper, and then you have the zocher, which is Torah Shebichsa Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? To explain all of this, I want to explain the Diktuk HaGro. This is very important. This is the Diktuk Pirush HaGro. The Gro has a Pirush on Bereishis. Then he talks about Diktuk. This is, he has only, I think they found on a few pages. I know basically the first few psukim. The Klalei Kol. He goes to explain the word kol in Hebrew. Kol Shebarach Haram Nesushalo. Every kol that has the subject following, Kmo, kol Ish Asher Nitza, kol Davar Asher Yovoi. Odvorim. So he says, okay, Hu Amakav, and that is like this. Yovoi, kol Davar Asher Yovoi, Dvorim Rav, okay, Hu Bimakav, we always Amakav, Ve Komat. What it means, in other words, whenever you have a subject with a Lashon call, the call doesn't have a drop, right? And it's kamatz chataf, that's how he calls it, kamatz katan, or kamatz, it's called kamatz chataf, that's call. And the kamatz chataf has a makaf, has a little thing that connects the word, so the call doesn't have a trop. And that's kol dover. When you say v'chol achayim yidu chasela, you say every life thanks you. Which is the concept of every. The kol is not a word on its own. It connects to the subject. So it's a kol related to the subject. Aval kesholo bad asu acharav. But if there is no, what you call it, if there is no subject, kumo kol asher bivzora. The Lord Nimar Kol Ishbo, Volimar Kol Ish, doesn't say Kol Asher Bisora, doesn't say Kol Ish, doesn't say a subject. Kol Bisora, Ba Becholem Unegira. In that case, there is a cholem, right? It's coil, and it has a trop. Right? So, comes out like this. There is one call which is connected to the subject, and that's a call with a kolas. A call with a cholem is the call that's not connected and has a trop of itself. And the fourth is, because there are two concepts, the two concepts of call. There is one call which means every one of each subject. You're putting every subject there. This is called the mosaic. The call achayim yidu chasela. Every one of the living beings. And you're taking every living being together. So the call attaches various components. But then there is a chol, which is las doshun chol with a cholem, which means the chlolius. It's not connected to everything. It's called the klolus. It's the klolus, not everyone. It's not attached to the subject. It means the klolus. Kol aneshoma talilka. Right? We say in Dal Lucas. What is kol aneshoma talilka? If you say with a hey, with a Kobatz means every neshama thanks you. And that's not the shot. We say v'choyla neshama means my entire neshama. The chloris of my neshama. And it makes sense, right? We say in the poskalu, kelbe kotsho, yabubit kiyashoy. We say, you sing the Kodesh Boko like a symphony. We take a shoifar with this, with that, meaning v'ugav. And I say my entire neshama in its chloris, it's also symphony. But not every neshama is my entire neshama. So if you would say v'chol ha-neshama talilka would mean every single soul, meaning every person in the world. Is not saying, say myself, my entire neshama. Koil has is a unit on its own when it has a what you call a koilam and it has a trop. If it's connected, it's telling you every one of those components. Rabbi, I think that this is exactly what Yesoid and Malchus is. Malchus is the concept that we create a klal. There is a klal Israel. And Malchus always comes first. Always, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia when we are ready to be Mekabel Dehashpo.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
How this is so important to understand. In the world of Yesoid and Malchus, Malchus has to be always before the Yesoid. That's why the Shomer always comes before the Zohar. says the Beis Yaakov in Bereishis Parshas Bikitz, "Ki zekol chelik odo b'olam hazeh, me'achin kli lekaber on meshbat." We are here to supposed to create a kli. Loshon vayichur loshon kli. The Hashem is Parshas the Soir Adin Soir Vedera Kudosh Baruch Hu Mashpia. V'zeu dichskim b'shunamis. Remember the Shunamis. It says kelim reikim al tamidi. Before the death of the Shem, she says, prepare the kelim. We have to prepare the kli. And there, Kushbochu sends the brocha. You prepare the kli, Kushbochu sends the kli. And we will soon see that the Shem Shmuel says always that. And therefore, first there is one call called the Shomer. Shomer is everybody together. The idea that we are all the same, create a cloud. Once you create the cloud of Shomer, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia. Then the coil becomes call, becomes a mosaic of different components of the Ashpo. Because once we create a cloud, we could put things in their place. So Zohar Shomer is the cloud that all of us are together, the beetle of ourselves, creating the coil with a something called a choilem, clawless, crawl something entire. That is the first step. That's Shomer. And that's why we saw the Noisa Deshi says the Shomer is the idea which is equal to everybody. There is an equanimity between everybody. That's the first coil. Then you have Zohar. Then with Das, you know how to place everything in its place and connect the mosaic. Look at this. This is Klalis. Or Eretz Yisrael, we told you there are two components of Klalis. So the Kibush has to be done all of us together. Mixed together, not separate. First, we're Koivish together. After we're Koivish together to practice the Yovel, then we have to have every Shevet in its place. First, the coil of Shomer, and then the coil of Zohar. This is how it works. That's why Shabbos is the word that putting the Zohar and the Shomer together. It's the day that we create a Klolius, and that's why it's called Kala. This is the ultimate call. It's the call Shomayim v'oretz. Oretz is the cloud of it together, like the earth, right? The earth puts everything together, and very, it's not separate. It puts the minerals, all of it together, you can't even discern them. You create a clawless. And then you go ahead and you put each prat in koimoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, every midah, and you know how every midah fits. In other words, Malchus is creating a clawless, but is in itself still toiv avoyim. You need that after you have the feeling of being together, the call of the Cholam, you could have the call with the Komatz. And that's Yesoid. That's how Yesoid and Malchus work together. That's why it means the Zohar and the Shomer are together. Because the call of Shabbos is not only Zohar, it's not only Shomer. You cannot have the Zohar without the Shomer, and the Shomer without the Zohar is missing. Shabbos, the beauty is connecting Shomayim v'Oretz, is the call of Malchus and the call of Yesoid. The call of Yesoid is the call. Every part of the Midah, call Midah Nechoina. Call Midah Nechoina is call Midah Nechoina. That's Yesoid. But to have the clawless that we are here to work together. The idea of Shomer, Shomer enables Zohar to take place. That's why Biskurov says the brocha of Shabbos is kolalistic. The first brocha is the Mizvah Shilu Shabbos, the whole Bria together. But then we see how everything hits place. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed door shot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed all the Marishon the two calls. First the call of the whole Bria together, the synchronic call, and then the diachronic, how everything fits in its place, door shop. That's why Shabbos is not the Mizmor Shili Yoyim HaShabbos happened to be in the Shabbos. This is what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is all about is that the Shomer leads us to the Zohar. That's what the Rambam writes in the Maspik Lovei Hashem, the Ben Rambam. This idea of Shabbos is creating the Kelim to allow Das to take place. That's a tikkun of Chet HaTzadas, of putting everything into place. That's why Shemitah has these two ideas. First idea is you conquer it all together. You create the idea of Klolis, and then you put every Shevet separate in its place. You start as a melting pot, and you end as a mosaic. That's the whole idea. That's why all the questions, and that's why Shabbos is a Kala. Shabbos is the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, between Malchus and the Yesoid. which is the chibur between the kol with a komas and the koil with a koilam. By the way, I wanted to show you. Once you understand this, you realize that in many places, every time you read the word v'chol or v'choil, they mean something totally different. V'choil means the klolizdik, right? The entirety. And v'chol with a comma means each and every one. All of them. Not the whole, but all of them. Let me give you an example of one place which I think, and I think Rav Kalman always said, this is a mistake of art scroll. And you see how this thing is. Look at the Zvir Shabbos. The Ashrei Kol Choche, the happy is the one, everyone who waits for Tashlumei Chesed, Me'et Kol Soche. Who is the reward coming? From Kol Soche. If you look at the translation of art scroll, it means it comes from every seer. What? So the bracha is coming from every seer. Ashrei kol chochel tashlumei chesed. Happy is the person who waits for the rewards to come from kol soche, from everybody, from all the observers. What the observers are giving is hard, meaning they're what? This is like a ball game that all the attendants give you. But this is a mistake. This should never be at kol soche. You see the sidur, and this is one of the old sidurim. Kol Seche means the one who sees it all. It's not Kol every Seche, but whole, all. The one who sees it all. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a person that he was reading for the reward, not from every seer, but the one who sees it all. The difference is if it's Kol with the Kamatz or Kol with the Chayla. You realize that kol with the chol ha'chaim yitu chasela. The chol ha'chaim with a comet means all human living beings are moedet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chol ha'chaim with a chol means the entirety of life. My entire life thanks you. The Gros says the chol ha'chaim is not only you. It's all the creatures, all living beings. All living beings is chol with comets. That is the chol of Yesoid. That's Yesoid and Malchus, the chol and the koil. Now I'm going to show you something that they, in a beautiful way, he says this in our parsha also, the Shemish world, because this is the Yesoid of Shabbos. The Yesoid of Shabbos is the cloning, is the idea of putting it together, stopping it over the wall, on putting, to have the ability to have ishuv hadas, to put things in their place. The first thing is shomer, to realize that there is a klolus in the world. The world is an entire process. And then say, if it's an entire whole process, I'm going to put all things in their own place. So the, if you see, the Shem Shmuel actually comes to explain this in very much detail. Says the Shem Shmuel, just want to finish with this. So the Shem Shmuel something says something beautiful. First of all, the second, the Shem Shmuel. V'nira lefarish v'ine b'zera kodesh v'nei ababol v'moloch chabol v'mashchisim v'nei ababol the machaloch chabol came to destroy the world. V'yosham k'atev v'romez l'inyan ruchni k'voyem yoid. The idea was, the whole Mabul is a remnant for something Gavoa. If you look at the Teva, it's Torah Malor. The Teva raised above the earth. The Teva got separated from the earth when all the destruction was in the earth. The world was destroyed completely. Meaning, the whole earth, not only the earth, but even three tfoch of the earth were destroyed. So the world was actually disconnected at the time. The opposite of the tzaddik, which is Bechad Shamayim Voretz. Kichol Bashamayim Voretz didn't exist there. After the Mabul, the outcome of the Mabul came to an end. Shavli stabek boret, so the ruch is connected to the oretz again. Ve'yanas echibur elyoinim etachtoinim imayla lemata. Was a chibur tachtoinim imayla lemata, and that's why the teva came down, and the korban was milemata lemayla. Ve'chen yinyan ha-shavis. The Noyach Shabbos. In the Shabbos, the Leila is Shomer. Like he says, Leila is Shomer. Nukva Baluma showed the Mashtech when he is a block, is here, Alma Zuchlu, is Abel Lemal, in the Shabbos. The first step is that you go ahead and you break down your separation. The person says, Nevatel himself is Shomer, stops working to be connected to Kodesh Bohu. Yumi Mata Lemala. That is the Avoida. Connecting Malchus Shomer is creating the Achdus Mimata Lemala. Kinyan Noach Leshem Korban Nikra. That's why Noach was the Korban. The Shabbos at the moment, the Shabbos with the day who Zocher from Shochas Hakadosh and that Hakadosh Baruch is Mashpia to us. Lemata Kiyadua Lemivini Hashem Nochas Teiva Nikra. That's the Nichos Teiva. So he says the same way in the Teiva Kebiyochol was Shomayim coming to the Oretz, and the Korban is Oretz to the Shomayim. Says the Shani Shmuel, that's Zocher v'Shomer. Shomer is us in ready to Kodesh Baruch Hu, creating the Klolius, creating the idea that we are not individuals reporting the love of a larger whole. Once is that, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us each and every prat to us. That's the concept of Das. And then he goes here the same idea. Shabbos. The idea is the Shabbos Gan Kinyan, the Achon Shabbos Boil Kulam Shabbos, the Achon Shabbos Kabbalah Shabbos is everybody the same. We saw Nikru Kalim Roshim Kol Sanasho the Achshuka, and that is the desire. We have the desire, and all of us have the desire. We stop the Melocha of the Shabbos Asma and during Shabbos, which is the Zocher Kolechad Tifim Erigos. We're going to give each one individually. Rabbi said, "This is the beauty of the word Kol." Kol represents Klal Yisrael. Kol, that's why the Sfasem is always says, Vayom, Sofa Echad, Achaz, Udvori Machodim. If you look at the concept of the Migdal Bovel, that Achdus didn't work. And the reason is very simple. Because the first Achdus is the beetle of ourselves within the Shomer, creating the whole being. Look at the Bria as one entire Metzius waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chonos HaKelim, that's the Shomer, that is the Knisa Shabbos. Once we do that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us, all of us, to work together. The whole brings the all. The call, the coil brings the call. And this is the idea of Shabbos. And therefore the broch of Shabbos is Ma Godlu Masech Hashem. When you see the world in its entirety, you get the picture. Then you can see how things fold into place. Yoid Amku Machshav Yisrecha. The Shomer leads to the Zohar. There are two sides of the same coin. But you can never start with Zohar, you have to start with Shomer. That's why Shabbos is the ultimate marriage between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Torah. Because we are bringing the world to the Achdus from the two calls. The call, the coil to the call. And this is the concept of Shemitah. Shemitah, the Shabbos Oretz, also did the two calls. That's why the Halacha says very clear. The Kibbutz has to be all us together in a melting pot, just as a unit. Like an army. In an army, everybody's the same. But for us to practice Shemitah, we need to have everybody individually in its own place, feeding with each other like a mosaic. We start as a coil, and you end with a call. That's why the call is the comets when everything finishes, right? The whole idea of comets is that everything finishes together. So that's the comets chotov. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed to experience Shabbos in its entirety. I mean, it's a world which is so diffused, it's so confused. The world, we have no time to put things together. It's so amazing that people see things happening and things are out of context. And it's really tohu vavohu. It's like the marble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a teva. And the first issue is the ability to rise above, to see the world as a whole. Once we see the world as a whole, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to put every single prat as all ideas together. Once we have the choil, he gets to the kol. This is the idea that once we start with Shomer, you can reach Zohar. That's why it's impossible to have Zohar without Shomer. Zohar without Shomer is exactly the idea of the Migdal Bovel. The Brutus used to say, you know, there is ki ish echod belev echod belev echod ki ish echod. Belev ish is the window clause role is always ki ish echod belev echod. Doesn't mean ki ish echod belev echod. First we have a whole, ki ish echod, And then we have Lev Echad. And everybody thinks individually, we fit all together. But it is the Lev Echad, Kish Echad, means we are working or separate, but we just find some kind of a commonality of interest. That never works.
I mean, on the last point you meant is that Shomor precedes Zohar. Generally, the Mashiach ben David comes after, but that would be Zohar coming after Shomor. Why is the Mashiach ben Yosef come after, even though on Shabbos, which is a kind of a synthesis, you have Shomor before Zohar?
No, because you realize that Soif Mais is Machshava Tchil always, right? Always you have to have the Kalim before to have it. So you write that Yesoid, when Mashiach ben Yosef comes and we're not ready, what happens to Mashiach ben Yosef?
He dies.
That's why we need Mashiach ben David, then Mashiach ben Yosef comes. So, Chaim Shol Nimcha Nasatalei, meaning life of Mashiach ben Yosef will come through Mashiach ben David. So in other words, you cannot have Mashiach ben Yosef survive without Mashiach ben David.
Nachum is so concerned about the practical, but does it mean that there's actually a Mashiach ben David first? Or this is just in thought, in concept?
There's always Mashiach ben Yosef first. Can I give you an example? This is the whole world. The whole world is Yesoid before Malchus, and that's Shvi'as HaKelim. That doesn't work. Luchas HaRishonis. Like, Luchas HaRishonis came to us. We weren't prepared. So Malchus wasn't done. Was Yesoid. That's why it broke.
Why in the end of time?
Yosef.
By the end of time, we have Mashiach ben Yosef first. It should be Mashiach
ben Yosef. But it also fails. I told you, Michael, Mashiach dies. It fails. It's Ruchas HaRishonis. Mashiach ben Yosef is a failed Mashiach.
So send Mashiach ben David first and then have it not fail.
No, because the whole idea is you have Yesoid and you realize that Yesoid needs Malchus. This is the Kodesh Boch Kibyoho needs us. Always is like this. Look at Adam HaRishon, right? Adam HaRishon came ready like a Malach and he wasn't ready for it. Bais Rishon coming was such a Kedusha. Bais Rishon was like ready for this.
Well,
you have to go from the bottom.
It's just very nice. It should be called Tzadik. Yosef is always called Tzadik. Should be called Tzadik.
Yes. Always every called Tzadik. That's exactly the faulty county. That's the beauty of it. That's all the Bari Tshuva, right? Tzadikim Gmurim Enem Choylem Lamed. This is the beauty of the world. So the beauty of the world is always Yesoid tells you, because the Kedusha Boch is telling, I cannot be without you. Because the Tachtoinim say, why do we need to go to all this work? Why can't you give us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I give you without being prepared, you realize that this will fail. Mashiach ben Yosef, if you're not prepared, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef will fail. Ruchos HaRishon, if you're not prepared, fails. Eretz Yisrael, fails. And that's it.
In a more diagrammatic way, the idea of three is this idea of tension has to come first and then there's resolution. That's why you see the utterance of Yud. In Shabbat, you find the idea of three all through Shabbos. Three times to say the word
Asher, the 30 times.
Yeah. Right.
But it's also very amazing because that's why everybody says, I remember my brother, they asked, why don't you do only Zohar? Why don't we do Shabbos, the ideas of thinking, shiurim? Why do we have to go into this idea?
So going back to
Bechol Levovcha, this is Bechol Levovcha. This is the idea of Shema, right? This is the idea of Shema, right? Bechol Levovcha, Bechol Levovcha, right? Guys, how do we say it? And why?
Chol.
You read,
Chol with a comma.
It's a comma.
Why? So why? Why?
Because it's
Shnei Yetzarecha, Chazal say, right? The two Yetzahoras. You take the two of them. You can't create a Cholos. You have the Shnei Yetzarecha, be Yetzaratoy with the Yetzahora. That's how Chazal learned Bechol Levovcha. So Bechol Levovcha is not because only the two bases. It's Bechol Levovcha because with the two hearts. Not my whole heart, my all heart. There's a toy, there's a horror. This is amazing. That's how Chazal learned the whole of Shnei Tzarecha.
The comment is each and every one, not its entirety. So the whole of is supposed to mean with all your hearts.
Yes, which is yes, a hot toy, it's a horror.
And are you supposed to pronounce them as separate words, or is the hyphen kind of a hint that you're supposed to slur them together? Now I'm confused because I thought I was taught that you have to be careful not to slur the words together.
Yes, interesting. It's not to slur the words together.
Because you have a lamed and a lamed, you know. It's exactly right.
It's
easy to mess that up.
Right, so you have to separate. But you have to realize that there's no trop. If you say Krishna with the trop, the whole has no trop.
Okay.
which means
that
is connected. There's a hyphen, there's a connection. But you have to be careful not to connect too much, right? That's why it's always a balance. But it's interesting, right? But that's the idea. That's like, there's no trouble. There's no separate. It's not the word on its own. It's not bechoyom. It's bechol nafshecha, right? All your soul. I mean, not only where you're alive, even the part of the neshama which is dead. So in other words, there are two. It's always two. Chazal are always saying that, right? It's not bechol nafshecha, your entire nefesh. No, it's telling afilo te nafshecha. I mean, in every circumstance of the life, including death, taking away life. So in other words, your circumstance goes with your nefesh, not only chayim. Yodecha is called mida umida shemotel lecha. Every mida you do. So it's every mida, not the entire mida. Is that clear?
Yes, thank you.
But you see, it's what you say is so great. And bechol levavcha is not, because people say, with my entire heart. No, with all my heart.
With all my heart, plural.
Yes, which is yetzer, that's what Chazal say, yetzer atoivi, yetzer hara. And I have to realize that I have two hearts and I have to take both them to Kodesh Bohu.
Yeah, I think I pulled my mirrors off the shelf and it's wrong. It's not art school, but it's wrong.
See, this idea, this one is for sure. It called Sochet makes no sense, right? It called Sochet that you're going to get the reward from all the observers. I don't care. I don't care about the observers. I don't even to observe. It called Sochet the one who observes it whole.
Okay, so it's interesting. This is a book called Shabbos Insights of the Maharal. It's not art scroll. The Hebrew print is wrong, you know, the way you say it. It's a kamat, but the English translation is better. The English translation is they can look forward to the double reward from the one who perceives all, yet dwells in invisibility.
Yep.
So at least they translated it with the right insight.
But you know, it's amazing that many parts of davening, Rav Zalman Hena, changed. He realized they grow because Kol HaChaim Yudu Chasela. What is the translation of Kol HaChaim? What's the kavon that you have to Kol HaChaim? So the Poshup Shati is I do every living being, no matter his circumstance, does it individually. It's an individuality. Kol HaChaim Yudu Chasela. The Kol HaChaim means the entirety of life, the whole life. Doesn't make much sense. But Rav Zalman hasn't changed. Kol ha-neshoma talelka also, not all the souls, my whole soul.
The Guru accepted that?
Which one?
Kol ha-chaim.
Kol ha-chaim, he didn't accept it. That's why he says it's not with a cholem to the comments.
They differ.
They differ. On that, he relied right on the Maisarav. And the Balatanya also. Even though the Balatanya, you know, right?
He follows the result.
He follows, not on that one.
Not that one?
No. I have the Malafani, but that is Bechol HaChaim. Not the Cholim is a comment.
What about Cholu? Atofio Cholu Rapamefo. How does that would work?
What do you mean, Kilo Cholu? I mean, I'm not sure Kilayon. What do you mean, Kilo Cholu?
Atof Kilo Cholu, Cholu Rapamefo. In no dinner.
Yes, yes.
How does that call fit in over there? Cholu, I mean. No.
The cholu is the locholu means to stop. Is the loshakol means it didn't come to an end. Yeah, it comes to loshakol, it didn't come to an end. The locholu means you never reach the goal. That's the idea. The locholu rachamecha. Cholu means you got the whole thing done. Either all the protein or, but that's always with a comment. The midas kol, you see, Erwin, the midas kol is the one that has two pronunciations because one is, I think, kol of malchus, the other one is kol of Yisrael. And if those two calls are very, very much complementary to each other. But if you look in davening, kol achayim, kol neshoma, kol neshoma, talilka, some sidurim say all the souls should thank you. No, it's my whole soul. Thank you. My entirety of my soul. Which means I am the symphony. I'm not thinking other people, it's just my symphony. Quail and the Shama.
I'm just going back to what you said before about Ishakad, Levachad. Once again, why does that have to be the precursor to Sinai? What's the Ishakad refer to?
In other words, you have to kish echad is malchus, is the beetle, to create the whole. You see, if you see us as a bunch of individuals working together as a mosaic, never can start the mosaic. You always have to start at a melting pot, and then you put the mosaic. Right? It's cloud, prat, cloud. Cloud, prat, cloud.
Doesn't Leib Echad kind of, isn't that the whole point of Leib Echad? Is that we can only come together, like the Dor Mabel, everyone had a different value, a different desire, they couldn't get along. By Har Sinai, I would have thought there had to be some kind of, how do you join together as one unless you share some level of connection intellectually or emotionally?
No, that's what Huda says no. First is to realize that we are whole. We are all part of one body, this collective unconscious. The collective unconscious can bring the collective conscious.
Well, that's the case. We should have the Goyim part of it also because they're part of the whole.
No, so because they are not. So they are, the Shom is, Ato Echod, Shim Chechod, Biki Amcho, Yisrael, Goy Echad, Moritz. That's our Huda. Look at the Huda. That's the Nechim in the Klal. So Klal, so we don't think the same. We might not even see how we fit to be the same. We need to feel. Can I tell you something, Michael? I always say like this. In Klal Yisrael, you go to Eretz Yisrael, some Mashiach, like, look at Shviz, right? This one holds after Bechira, this one holds of Nochri, Nivul, and they don't share. But if you see that we are one thing, so then we could see how everything fits in place. If you don't start with a whole, with a coil, you can never reach goal.
Was that a byproduct of the historic experience of 210 years in Mitzrayim? That how you created the Ish Echad?
I always thought this way.
Experience?
I always thought that. You are a Jew no matter what.
But you needed a historic experience.
Michael, it's so true. The historic experience. I always think in Klal Yisrael, what creates the unity? The persecution. That we are all Jews, it doesn't matter what. In other words, in the time of the Nazis, I always thought the Nazis created Eretz Yisrael. Because in the Nazis, it didn't matter who you were. There's no difference between a Hussid and not a Hussid. We are Jew no matter what. They hated us. It doesn't matter if you are a Mizrahi, if you are a German Jew, if you are a Hasidic Jew, actually no difference for them. Once you see that we are all one, then we could see how everybody fits place. Can I tell you something interesting?
Sure, go ahead.
How does this translate Lemaisa? Which one you mean, Rabinyamin? Which one you mean? Which coil you mean? The coil of breath? Called Neshama, Neshima, Neshima? Which are you talking about? Which are you talking about? On the coil?
Call Neshama.
No, call Neshama is not Neshima. It's my entire Neshama.
Soul.
Is my entire soul. In other words, you're looking at Kol HaNeshama Talelka is like this: Halu Kel BeKotcha, Halu BeKiyo Zoi, BeTeka Shoifer, BeTilteli Shoma. Meaning, each one we have, every one, is like a different symphony. So HaKadosh Baruch says, my entire Neshama sings to you. My entire Neshama with all its different Kalim. Thank you. Because we see the whole world has different Kalim. My Neshama. Ah, called Neshima, Neshima. I always thought the marriage that you meant before, that's a Givaldic thing. What I would say, first of all, it's so interesting, right? Or look at the Medrash Rabba, okay? Ma'u b'chol levom chol nav chol nefesh nefesh shibor kachum HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol Neshima, Neshima shor dema lechayim lekales yoisi v'shenemar koil haneshama talilka. It's interesting. It's interesting, the Medrash. I did not know. I have to think about the Medrash. I think you have a very good point. Because the point is, call and neshom, b'chol levov, b'chol nafsh, b'chol meodecha, is nefesh, u'nefesh, shebora. Right? Call means call. Right? That makes sense. But koil and neshom, b'chol, maybe the Medrash is saying that is like a kri ksiv. Like, you're right, the kri is koil. But the ksiv is call, right? There was no way. Chazal always darshed call and coil. So maybe that's the idea. Maybe the mitzad, the drash, is call on the Shabbat Alilka. But the Poshim Shad is very different. Call vov, v'chol nafsh, v'chol meidech is one kavona. Coil on the Shabbat Alilka is a different kavona. Maybe the kri and ksiv, right? Maybe. Rabbi Yom, I have to see. Because has to be the medrash is a drash. Like a creating seed, right? Maybe that's a Yeshivi Rabbi Karoyan Samasoyas. That's the only one I could think about. But they are very different. That's the growth, right? That's the growth. By the way, reading the Psukim, you always have to think with this kol with a comma or chol with a. I was looking at the Tefillah Shabbos. Look at this, how givaldic it is. One second. So in other words, the kol. So the Binyamin is saying that the kol and the koil maybe they are the same, the kol and the koil and the neshama, because every individual breath makes the whole of the neshama. Could be. Koil and neshama.
Rabbi, it's beautiful. I really enjoy it.
Hello, it's so good to see you. Tell me.
I just wanted to share with you. I was this past week, I was reading Paradise Lost from John Milton.
Yes.
And I think he learns a little bit of some of the kashas in the Mizmor Shir of Yayma Shabbos, because he talks about how in his telling of the whole, the creation and the Genesis, the story over there, the creation of the world is a reaction to the rebellion of the Satan and the evil angels against the Rebbeinu Shalom. And so that is, he talks about how the Mizmor Shir LeYayma Shabbos, after the world is created, is a discussion of the B'raat Rishayim, Kamai Esav, that the Rishayim are gone, and then how Hashem has created the world to allow the Tzadikim to worship him. It's a whole different mahal.
But Bob, it's very interesting. So that's how he explained it?
It's a little bit like that, yeah.
Does he go on Mizmor Shir LeYayma Shabbos or just on creation Shabbos?
So he says, he has the creation of the world. He tells in Book 7, he talks about the creation of the world. And he says afterwards, on the seventh day, they all sing praise, and he quotes a few of the verses of, like, the Mizmor. Creation 6 days actually sung. Great are thy works, infinite thy power. What thought can measure thee or tongue relate thee? Greater now, and then he's saying it's greater now than when you destroyed the Rishayim and you destroyed the angels that rebelled against.
This is so interesting because everybody is interested. Milton also was like wondering, what does Mizmor Shir LeYayma Shabbos have to do with Shabbos? So he's bothering the same issues. He is bothered about the same issues. But isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
Like, you could skin the guy. So this is what I wanted to show you, the school of Kotsk, that's how they learn. You see the Shem Shmuel learned this way, the Roy Sadesh learned this way, the Svasemis this way, and the Choyra, that's the shot in the old basic in the Seventh Sarah. They don't quote the Shayyar, but the Choyra basic in the Seventh Sarah.
No, it's a beautiful
mahalo. But avoiding the same issues, like, I don't know. You see, but in halacha, it translates in Shemitah. I told you, Shemitah, there is this, first you go as a whole, as an army that everybody's mixed. You see, in the army, there's no differentiation, just the opposite. In the army, you have to go everybody together, and you have to follow orders, and you lose completely your individuality. And then you go afterwards to then settled, and the kibush and chalukah, those are the two lechoyla, the kibush and chalukah, the zayin of kibush and the zayin of chalukah are connected, the two calls. First, the zayin of kibush, they call everybody together, and then zayin of chalukah, everybody separate, study. Once we are all together, you see,
you can also think about the concept of Shemitah as to bring equality and to bring a togetherness.
Yes, but then to respect people's differences. If you bring first together, yada kol shove, but it's a time that then you can appreciate. If everybody shove it, then you could appreciate differentiation. If we believe they're all the same, then we could appreciate differentiation. There's that involving. Everybody has the same, everybody has, and then you can appreciate how everybody is different. Can I tell you something interesting, what I thought to myself? In Klal Yisrael, there are two groups in Shemitah. There is the group that follows Heter Bechira, and I just saw today Zvilum, what's it called? The Shemot Me'akiva just came out with their thing. Heter Bechira is the most Lekatchila. Then you have the Haredi world. Heter Bechira is Yaharek Valyavor. You have to buy Yevul Nochri. You buy from the Arabs, or you buy from Europe. And for the people in the Akiva, this is disastrous. But there is a commonality that everybody agrees with, that we owe the slave. You know what it is? It's called the Itzabezi. Or it's a benefit if we work as a community, for the community, by the community, yada kol shove. So that's why my dream is you start from Moitza Bezdin and then you can appreciate differences. Each one has a different halach. But if you start from the differences, you never reach this. So that's why Zayin Shel Kivush, the kol, first is the coil and then the kol, it's Givaldic. So you see, my project is to focus everybody on Moitza Bezdin. We're all the same, there's inequality. Everybody shares, we all agree to it, there's no differentiation, it's by the community. Like you say, yada kol shom, but there's no violence. Once you do that, then you could relate to it differently. Then you could respect our individuality. What do you think? Don't you think it's a very interesting halach? I'm very excited. I think this is Mamish Emes, and I'm going to go. This is the School of Courts. Can you go to Shamayim? This is like a whole project. Because I'm very involved with the Shemitah, you know that, right? So I'm going to the Bnei Akiva, to the Haredim. So the Haredim, I tell them, listen, let's not focus on what we don't agree. Let's focus on what we do agree. Or it's a mess, we don't agree. And with Yitzhak Bezdin, I told him, there's no differentiation. There's no balabos, like you said, Lovie. There's no balabos, there's no owner, there's nothing. We are Yad HaKol Shoveh. The Anim and the Ashirim go, you can't stop. It's for the community. Everybody buys a bottle of wine for $3 of the cost. It doesn't matter who you are. This communal aspect to embezzling of everybody, that's it. You know, Shemaim, right there, that's a shot. And too close with the girl.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.